With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. White House says there is nothing to the accusations that border czar Tom Homan ever accepted any bribe money. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Responding to media reports that Homan accepted $50,000 during an undercover FBI operation last year, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the president's border czar did not take the money.
The White House and the president stand by Tom Homan 100% because he did absolutely nothing wrong and he is a brave public servant.
She accused the Biden administration of engaging in entrapment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tech giant Oracle will spearhead a new joint venture being cobbled together to take over the U.S. oversight of the algorithm and security underlying TikTok. That's the word under the terms of a deal laid out Monday by the Trump administration. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump expects to sign a deal on TikTok's future this week.
Under the terms of this deal, TikTok will be owned by a majority of American investors and controlled by a board of directors with extensive national security and cybersecurity credentials.
Well, that didn't last very long.
ABC said on Monday that Jimmy Kimmel Live would return to its airwaves on Tuesday, ending an impasse that began last week. The Walt Disney Company, which owns ABC, said in a statement, quote, "Last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production of the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country." The statement said, quote, "We've spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
NASA has 10 new astronauts chosen from more than 8,000 applicants. Six of them are women. It is the first time in NASA history that an incoming astronaut class is mostly female. This is SRN News. Well, a new study finds women who have abortions are not happy about it.
Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups say denying a woman an abortion will result in negative psychological consequences. But a poll released by the Elliott Institute indicates that women who terminate their pregnancy feel just as much grief as those who suffer miscarriages, but they also suffer from feelings of guilt and regret. The study also reveals that 70% of women who get abortions say they felt pressured to do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, Pope Leo XIV trying to thread the needle on homosexuality. In his first interview since becoming Pope, Leo says LGBT people are welcome in the Catholic Church, but that it is highly unlikely the Church's core doctrine about sexuality would change anytime soon. Earlier this month, the Vatican hosted a Holy Year pilgrimage that included several LGBT Catholic organizations. This is SRN News. Well, the man charged with attempting to kill President Trump last year in Florida has begun his self-defense in court.
After the prosecution rested their case, Ruth made a motion for acquittal directly to the judge, so the jury wasn't present for that. And that's where he basically made his argument that he should be acquitted on four of the five charges that he's facing. Ruth, who's representing himself, he has three witnesses who are supposed to testify. Then the judge is expecting closing arguments Tuesday morning. She's giving each side an hour and 45 minutes. And after that, the case should go to the jury. Anyone can guess how long it'll take them to reach a verdict.
It is correspondent David Fisher. And the Secret Service has arrested a man on a charge he shined a laser pointer at Marine One while President Trump is on board the chopper. The man is charged with a felony punishable by a maximum prison sentence of 5 years. More details at srnnews.com.